Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. And as you can see, I am in my son's room. So we're gonna be doing a baby room tour. For those who don't know me, my name is Tenley and welcome to my channel where we talk about all things motherhood. All right, so let's get started. As you can tell, that's the door entry right in front of the door is our guest bathroom, AKA Aiden's bathroom. So where do we start? Let's start over here. The lighting may change as we move from one area to the next. This room light's not making a difference. So clearly, as we walk in from the door, right to my right is Aiden's closet, and we use Huggies special delivery diapers and wipes. And this is Aiden's clothes. Right now he is transitioning out of 6 to 9, and I don't like when his hangers hang out like that. Always had a full closet. We've actually had to pack away some of his old clothes in a huge Costco bin. You can just imagine how much clothes he had before 6 to 9. But anyways, so let me give you a full view of what his closet looks like. So that's his closet. We got that, what is it called? Cubby holder, counter, cupboard? What are they called? Shelving. That's what they call shelving. We got it from IKEA. Love that. And we actually got these bins from Amazon. So I think I got all four of these bins. All four of them. You see there's one in the corner there. All four of these bins for, I think, maybe $40. So the Lion King clock. So this string is just hanging here because this Lion King clock actually lights up, but it needs to be plugged in and there's no where to plug it in. But we can actually put batteries in it. But even if we put batteries in it, the light is so bright. No, maybe when he's older, not right now. And then this is a changing table. It folds up. So if I ever want to get rid of this, make more space, it actually folds up. That is one of his bathtubs, I guess is what it's called. We've used it, you can count on maybe one hand how many times we've used it. If you've seen any of our other videos, there's a bathtub that we use. I'll link it down below, the Amazon bathtub that we use currently, which we think we're going to have to transition him out of because without the Boudin bar, he's loving to stand up and he's standing up in the tub. Anyways, so we have our diaper genie there, the garbage right behind it. We have a diaper genie in this room and we also have one in our master bedroom. We have a, what is that? Camera. So the camera is plugged in. We can see him on our phone. His crib, this crib set was actually purchased from Costco. So it came with the crib, it came with the side table, and it came with a dresser. So you'll see that in a minute. We had to lower it because like I said, he's learning to stand. Even without, he learned to stand without his Boudin bar first. And now that he knows how to do that with the Boudin bar, he's pulling himself up. Even though it's a little bit more restricting, he can still do it. He hasn't like fully pulled himself up to stand, but he's pulling himself up enough to kneel. So we had to lower the bed. It's not at the lowest yet. It's just in the middle. Later on, we'll lower it. And those who know what my husband calls Aiden, he calls him Simba. So Simba was sent to him by his grandma in the States. So that's his little bear. He doesn't sleep with it, but we have it when he's in here to play with. And then we'll transition over to his laundry bin, laundry basket. Have it in the corner there. We have his side table with this diffuser. That's what it's called? Not diffuser. Humidifier. That's what it's called? Yeah, humidifier. So we have the humidifier going right now. And then we don't use that anymore. Normally that's in the lower drawer, but oh, I took it out for Aiden to play with. So that's why it's on top of his side table, but it's normally in the drawer because we don't use the diaper warmer anymore. So that's his side table. The window here, I know the lighting of this is a little bright, but in his room, we actually have, what are those called? Guys, does anybody remember what those are called? Comment down below and let me know. But this is what he has in his room. And he's also over the garage. So this room gets cold at night, especially during the winter. Summertime, he's fine, but during the winter, it gets a little cold in here. So he has his blanket. Yes, he sleeps with a blanket and he's fine. He's very mobile. He's okay. And it's very warm. I actually found it on Amazon. It's really, really warm. Like when we pick him up in the morning, like he's pushed the sheet off of him and he's sweating. Some nights are cold, so we have to remember to turn the heat on. But you'll see in the window, I don't know if you can see it. If you can't see it, that's fine. Oh, there we go, as it focuses. So in the window here, yes, this is a clock. My husband's phone is charging right now. But we have another camera. Why? Because Aiden, like I said, his room is right above the garage. So we have a camera looking outside in case anything happens. Our neighborhood is really safe. We live in wine country. Our neighborhood is really safe. But just in case, right? So that's what his windows look like. Let's see if it'll focus. Focus! No. And then in his room, we have a rocking chair. This is where... There we go. Got a better view of it that way. Yes. So this is where I sat when I was pregnant. At one point in time, Adrian had to break it down and put it in our bedroom. And I used to sit in front of the winter time. Remember, I was pregnant during the winter. Sit in front of the window with the windows wide open at night when Adrian's freezing. And I'm sitting in this rocking chair sleeping because that's how hot I was. Yes. Yes, y'all. I feel sorry for him because I feel sorry for him. So this rocking chair was amazing. And then even when I was learning to breastfeed, because those who know my stories, I had a lot of challenges with breastfeeding. This is why I'm passionate about helping moms who choose to breastfeed and educate moms who are pregnant on breastfeeding so they can make a choice of whether they want to breastfeed or understanding that you can use breast milk and formula and not just having to go straight to formula if that's not your choice. So if you're interested in hearing more about that, you can hit me up, my email down below, follow me on Instagram, and I will always give you some more tips. Anyways, that was just a plug there. So here is Aiden's dresser. Yes, I have my water always that needs a refill, tissues, Vaseline. My boss, actually, my current boss, even though I'm on mat leave, actually purchased that for Aiden. So that's a God Bless Baby book and a little bear. So that's nice that Aiden got that from her for his christening. Amazing. She's an amazing person. And then whenever I need to do some content in here, I usually use that stand. So that's just there. And my mom actually bought this for Aiden when he was 6 months, March, April, May, June, July. He was 5 months, Canada Day. This was bought for him for Canada Day. It was too big. I wonder if it'll fit him now. We'll see. And then those who know Echo Bee, we have the pods in here just to, you know, monitor the temperature. This chair, I don't know why we have this chair in here. So mainly because when I'm in the chair with Aiden, sometimes my husband's in here too, or for folding laundry, just want to talk, you know, doesn't need to be in here, but we have it in here. But this, this thing here, we actually bought this when we weren't even married yet. Were we married? We may have just gotten married. I can't remember. But, and I don't know if you can see that. Can you see that spot on the wall? It's dripping. Because many of you are going to see that and question me. So I'll tell you this. Those who don't know, we are Christian and we believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit-filled Christians, and anointing your house is very important. So you'll see, maybe in some of my videos, you may see marks like this. There's only so much taking off that we can do, but this is the oil that we went around the house and we actually recently prayed over this house again. So we've anointed it again. So that's what that drip on the wall is, olive oil. Anyways, back to this post. So we bought this, I believe we had just been married or right before we got married. So we weren't pregnant, didn't have any kids, but we knew we were gonna have a child. Ironically, it's blue boys, even though I'm not gonna get into the conversation about blue and pink and all that stuff. But you get what I'm trying to say. So dear little one, you were made with love. You were destined for greatness. This big old world is yours to explore. I hope you know that your heart, that with your heart, kind heart, fierce mind, and brave spirit, you can do anything, be everything, and anything that you want to be, but always remember to be yourself. Isn't that amazing? We first said we were going to put it up on the wall. We didn't. And my husband and I debated that for a while, but I'm glad we didn't because I recently changed up this room. If you've seen my video about Aiden, one of his appointments that we came back from, his crib was actually on this side and the dresser was on the other side. So I recently changed this up. Yeah. And that's about it. I don't know what else to really show you. Maybe I can show you the ceiling in his room, which is so cool. Do you see that? Skylight. That's what it's called. Skylight window? I think so. So the skylight window has this peak, right? And then it peaks up like that. And there you go. So you get a full view of what this looks like. That's Aiden's room. Thanks for tuning in. Bye, mamas.